You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, you that have followed my weight loss journey, you know, Brandon, and I'm so thankful that I have a trainer that isn't just stuck to one thing. He preaches and teaches that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. And, you know, Brandon's had to change my meal plan up, you know, several times because it has to, you know, it might not work for you. It might not work for me. And you need to find what works for you. But one thing that's happened and sort of a, you know, a shift that Brandon has taken and has given to, especially the Tour Corps and other of his clients, is the keto meal plan. And a lot of people, it might not work for you. People, there's a buzz out there about, you know, it's bad, it's this, it's that. And what we're going to do today from Brandon's mouth to your ears is we're going to break down what keto is and what it's not, and if it's good for you and how you can achieve it and how you can be successful in doing this meal plan if it works for you. And Brandon knows his stuff on this, so I want you to pay attention to this because I think it could really change your life. Welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
Keto, there's so much stuff out there.
So much stuff.
So much information. People are on overload, or, you know, the buzz now in the news is, you know, yeah, you can't, how are you going to do this? You're, you know, the you know, eating bacon, you know, eating cheese, all that stuff, you know, all, you know, good fats, bad fats. How do you lose weight eating fats? What, break this down, and we're going to really get into this, but what's your thoughts in breaking this down? What do you think?
So, yeah, absolutely, and I'll kind of give a little testimony and backtrack of why I've gone this route, and again, I don't go this route with every single one of my clients, but I do it with the majority, and I do it with myself as well as eat a fat-based, keto-based diet, but the reason I've gone this route, and actually Sean will tell you guys, when we first met, the very first conversation, which was over 3 years ago now.
Yes.
We sat down and we discussed stuff when we very first met about how I would help him with nutrition as well as working out. And Sean asked me about keto. I don't even know if you remember this, but we're sitting there and you're like, well, what about this keto diet?
Yes.
I'm like, no, absolutely not. Keto, I think you're in too acidic of a state. Little did he know, I was actually around that time frame about 3 years ago, I was experimenting with myself. I'm always going to experiment with myself before I do it with somebody else.
Right.
So I was in the process of playing around with it. I mean, I've eaten vegan. I've eaten the Whole 30. Like I've played around with these to see what feels best and works best for me. So I actually turned Sean off of it at the beginning. And then I started kind of going through it myself and finding out ways to eat and what foods I should be doing. And then started feeling pretty good. And then I had a couple clients that were noticing how I was feeling and how I was functioning. And I was watching these same individual clients I have kind of really fight the same 30-pound weight loss, gain a little bit, drop a little bit. I wasn't noticing their blood work getting overwhelmingly better. Yeah, they were feeling a little bit better because we went from eating fast food three times a day to eating whole quality foods.
Right, right.
And so they did have some success, but then they just kind of got stuck. And so a couple of them jumped on keto. We monitored it real close. And again, quality keto, we'll get into that as well. And then all of a sudden I started seeing blood work come back better than ever. I started seeing cholesterol levels getting checked, hormones level out, inflammation drop. That was the huge one. I started seeing a lot of pain go away. And then I seen energy levels pick up, and then I seen plateaus getting busted. So I think I was thinking to myself, we're onto something here.
Right,
what's going on? So then we started getting more into it. And the more I've studied and researched and self-experimented, and now with a lot of clients, I'm getting to see a lot of different other profiles come in. I was starting to thinking to myself, this is really the route to go. So when I started creating meal plans and getting people more what I call fat adapted, I started looking at the quality of things. And that's
can we
what,
back up, explain fat adapted real quick, if
so
you would.
Fat adapted, and the reason, especially for people, individuals who are trying to lose weight in a good amount of weight, our bodies are addicted to burning sugar.
Yeah.
Now, whether your body is bringing in a vitamin-rich quality sweet potato or pure sugar, your body's turning into what we call glucose, and that's what it burns up for fuel. It's a quick energy source. We like it. It's a quick hit. It feels good temporarily, but then we get a big crash off it as well, and it's all about insulin control. And for those that may be struggling with their weight, a lot of us tend to be very insulin sensitive. So we don't burn the carbohydrates like we should. We want to store them as fat right away. And again, we do take excessive amounts, and that's why we do store that. So that's the kind of route I went. But then what I really want to get into, and we'll talk about it with Sean here, is the quality of the keto, and you want to make sure that you do it right. And when we eliminate these certain carbohydrates that we're constantly taking in, then the body has to use fat for fuel. And that's when I like to take the term, we turn into fat burning machines. We were created or designed to use fat for fuel. That's why we store it. The whole idea, right, is if we put on body weight, because if we were to go without food for the next 10, 15 days, it's a survival thing. We can use that fat for fuel. Well, the problem is we have so much excess carbohydrates and we're constantly eating that we never have to use that storage. So therefore we continue to keep gaining. And that's the mold that I'm trying to break. And I've seen this work very well with a lot of other individuals. So going into that, I mean, Sean, you've been on keto for a while now. How do you feel on it?
Oh, here's the thing. Let me say this. And you've changed my meal plan up many times. I remember whenever we talked about, bulletproof coffee way back then, right? And I was like, bulletproof, putting butter in coffee. What are you talking about? And then you taste it, and it's like, wow, I love this. And the heavy cream type aspect, it's a great froth, right? Mm-hmm. You get a frother and do that. And it's like it's a latte. Who needs Starbucks whenever you have that kind of coffee? But my thing is that changing it up and getting rid of sugar, number one, okay, and simple carbs and watching the carbs and having more fat. Like my health, my overall health, and by the way, I just got checked up yesterday. My doctor came yesterday, checked me up. My blood pressure is 130/70, still holding strong. My heart's regular. There's nothing there. My A1C is 5.1. Okay,
non-medicated.
Medication that's whatsoever. Right. My triglycerides are better than my wife's, and most people, like they're like a guy 180 pounds says, "Man, your triglycerides are better than mine."
That's right.
And the thing is that you can't, like, for instance, I wish the scale would go, but I can't focus on that. But my overall health and being able to focus, Brandon, is I rather take that, because you say it yourself. You want to get healthy first before lose weight.
That's
and
right.
I feel that my body has been under all this pressure for all these years. I feel my body is, I'm getting in tune with my body because of what I'm fueling my body with.
Absolutely. And it's not about the weight loss. Yeah, weight loss is a great factor. But as many of you know, Sean's got 10,000 other things going on with his body, with his lymphedema hormone level. So we're working on figuring this out. But overall, from overall paperwork, very, very healthy individual. Yes. We're just working on eventually getting that weight down and getting his lymphatic system to work like it should. So it's fighting each other. But going this route, the whole idea is that you shouldn't be hungry all the time. You should have energy every day. You shouldn't be going through these energy crunches and slams and reaching for that soda for that extra spurt to get through the rest of the day. You should be nice and sustainable and feel good the whole day. And if you're not, we need to reevaluate what we're eating, what we're doing, because we should be feeling good. Because think about it, guys. Anytime you make a bad decision with food, anytime you overload on the carbohydrates or the sugar or just flat out eat things you shouldn't, it's because, one, you're incredibly tired. Two, you're incredibly hungry. A lot of you know you start off breakfast, lunch is perfect. You get to dinner time and you crash and you eat everything you can get your hands on like you're an animal.
Yes.
Because your body just trying to sit there and fight that one insulin and spike. But then when you're starving yourself as well and you're not using that fat for fuel, you don't have that control, satiated feeling.
Right.
You know, I feel like I have very good control when it comes to my food. Don't get me wrong. I still know that cake and ice cream is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not that, oh, my God, I've got to have sugar
right,
now.
Right, right,
you
right. That's how I feel. You're exactly right, man. That's a good point.
And guys, for those of you listening, the reason that I have jumped this route, I used to be the big fan of high complex carbohydrates. I used to make that the majority of my calories were coming from whole grains, sweet potatoes, brown rices, the whole deal, with quality proteins and a little bit of quality fat as well. And I still felt terrible throughout the day. And I was eating whole, clean foods. And then I started jumping over onto the keto, and then I always study and go down the rabbit hole, you know? And then I started realizing, and this is why the industry, I think, is shifting and will continue to shift. All the education that I've had, my certifications, my end of my degree, all the education that dietitians have and the doctors have are coming from these textbooks. They're not teaching anything wrong. We're just teaching what we've been taught to teach.
Right.
And I'm sitting there watching these individuals that I'm giving these meal plans, and I'm not having that crazy shift. So then I reevaluated, started going fat-based, and I started realizing all the information that I've been given to help teach others through the education have been from studies. And these studies have been manipulated. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I'm finding out that all the material that I'm reading to help others, that these studies have been funded. And you've always follow the money trail. That'll tell you where things go, guys.
Definitely.
These studies have been funded by high carbohydrate, high sugar rich companies. Coca-Cola funds these studies. Well, you think there's a actual study out there that shows you that having a Coca-Cola a day is not unhealthy. I think we all are very aware that drinking a soda every single day.
Right.
But when you fund the study, you control the study, you can manipulate the results, and then that's what's released. Well, then all of a sudden, all of us that have been, you know, General Mills, Kellogg's here, these companies have given us these studies that are in our textbooks, and we're releasing these to other people. And when I seen that, I'm like, let's shift this. Let me do something completely opposite of what I've been taught. You know, the food pyramid, all the grains at the bottom. Let's flip it upside down.
You went against the grain, so-called.
Correct. So I did that, and the results that I've seen from that were just crazy.
Right.
So that's why I like giving my backstory on it. I'm not just some keto-sponsored individual. Mm-hmm. And for those, you know, watching documentaries on Netflix, whatever it may be, be careful, guys. All these different documentaries out there. There's even, as you guys can tell, I am a little biased on the ketogenic side of things because it has worked very well for me.
Right.
But there is a ketogenic documentary out there that you can find on Netflix. I don't remember the name of it, but it's very pushy, because they're trying to put their perspective and push their ideal on things. Same with, you know, the game changers and what's the health, guys. When you look, there's an agenda that's trying to be pushed.
Always.
So
I
go to the beat of my own drum. I'm going to figure the thing out, and you guys should too. Find what works for you, and this is why we're trying to give you this information. I'm not pushing keto on anybody. Mm-hmm. I just want to give you the tools and the power to make the decision to see if this is for you.
Correct. You're letting the chips fall where they may, if you will.
Yes.
And, you know, Brandon, it's so awesome. This is going to be good stuff. I mean, but what I want to do is, and sort of go in and sort of segue into this. It's always awesome when we get a 5-star review, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for our podcast, because of this information that you're putting out here, especially now, such education. But I want us right now, we got another 5-star review.
Great.
That I want everybody to listen to. It's life-changing, and here that is right now.
Another 5-star review for the Obesity Revolution podcast. The Obesity Revolution is amazing. Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore are what it's all about. What a great podcast, energy, and inspiration. Change the world and lives 1 pound at a time. It's an honor and privilege to know and work with you, my dear friend, and here to help you any way and every way I can.
The Obesity Revolution is amazing. From Brian Esposito, he said right down there that this is a changing the world. Changing the world and lives. Man, what do you think of that, Brandon?
Wow. That's cool, but, you know, as we were just talking previously, you know, we want to give individuals listening to this the power to change it themselves take action, you know?
That's what I love about you, Brandon, is that you do march to the beat of nobody else's drum. You do yours. And that's what you've instilled in us, okay? Because we didn't have the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so explain that. Break ketogenic down, which everybody gets, you know, I'm on the keto diet, which we don't like the word diet.
Right.
You know, that's,
I don't even like
the
word keto anymore, to be honest with you.
It's a buzzword.
You know? Yes, absolutely.
It's become the trend. Every influencer, I do the keto, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so break down ketogenic, what everything is.
So going into that, we can either burn those two fuel sources we're talking about. We can use carbs for energy, or we can use fat for energy. When we use carbs for energy, we burn it in terms of glucose. For us to burn fat for fuel, we produce what's called ketones. And that's a way of measuring the fat burning that's going on per se. And then you see people measuring it, they're peeing on test strips or taking blood or breath or whatever. There's multiple things out there. But that shows you that you're in ketosis and that you're burning ketones. And again, that's a little over the top. That's not necessary. But just the simple fact that you're not eating carbohydrates or you're limiting your carbohydrates doesn't mean you're in keto either. It's all about having a very good balance of your fat, protein, and carbohydrates. And we'll get into that. But first, I want to break down quality keto. And what I would like to just say, fat adapted. I want you to just use fat for fuel. Call it keto. Call it whatever you want. But I just want fat to be your main fuel source and your body to love to burn fat to function. So we have what I call clean keto or quality fat adaption. And we got what you see all over Instagram,
keto,
Facebook, so Pinterest.
Yes.
Everybody posting these recipes of these are keto. Well, just so you guys know, you don't have to completely eliminate carbohydrates to be in a ketosis state.
Right.
You still need some. I don't want people to fear carbs, but I want you to respect them.
That's good.
Good. Timing is important. The amount of is important. And the quality of the carbohydrate is important as well. So when you see something labeled keto, well, if I keep my carbohydrates with my body, if I typically keep them under about 40 grams a day, that keeps me at a really good, clean keto state. I feel good. I have enough carbohydrates to replenish the glycogen that your body needs, which is what happens after you store the glucose. So when I have that, well, I could probably eat 20 grams of sugar. Pure sugar. I could probably take 4 or 5 tablespoons and just eat pure sugar and still be in keto. Now, is that smart? Absolutely not. But that means something that you see that is keto is probably just lower carbohydrate, but you can still have sugar in it and stuff like that. Well, we want to avoid that. Obviously, we're trying to stay away from that stuff. So we want to look at the quality of the fats we take in. We want to look at the quality of the proteins we take in, and we want to look at the quality of the carbohydrates. We need to do it right with whole quality foods. I can't sit there and just say, okay, well, I'm watching my carbohydrates. I know I need protein and fat, so I'm in a bind. It's okay if I sit there and do 3/4 pounders with cheese as long as I take the bun off from McDonald's. Well, yeah, your carbohydrates are going to be low, but you're also consuming really, really bad fats. There's good fat and there's bad fat,
Right.
Now, I'm not saying if worst case scenario, you have that real quick because you need to eat, you'll make it, okay?
Right.
And guys, people will lose weight doing this, all right? Your body can become fat adapted by taking in bad fats, but that doesn't mean your cholesterol is getting in check. Your triglycerides are going to be through the roof. Again, that cholesterol is going to be all over the place because the fats are bad. We need the avocados, the, grass-fed butter. Everybody, oh, my God, butter everything on keto.
Right.
We have to be cautious with it because a grass-fed butter and a traditional butter are two different worlds. So, for instance, we all know that extra virgin olive oil is a great fat, right?
Right.
It's high on omega-3s, good quality nutrients that come with it. Butter's the same way, but the thing is, instead of just coming from an olive, like the olive oil, we've got different cows that these butters come from. And a cow that's been sitting there pumped full of grain, soy, an unhealthy cow, just like a person who has unhealthy fat, is going to produce an unhealthy fat.
Oh, that's good.
So a healthy cow is going to produce a healthy fat. So these grass-fed butters, like your Kerrygold that you see, are actually high in omega-3s, which are the quality fats that we can consume. But then those other cows that have been pumped full of all the junk are producing what we call an omega-6, which is high inflammation fat. You want to stay away from, jacks up your cholesterol. So it's choices like that we want to get into and show people that, fat is a great source, but also the quality of fat is important. And I promise you guys, dirty keto or lazy keto is easy. You can sit there and just grab burgers on the go and ditch the bun. And again, a sign of weight loss isn't a sign that you're healthy, guys. We want you healthy first. So don't correlate the two with weight loss and keto and being healthy, because it's not the same.
Not.
And we want to give you the information here to show you what it takes to do clean, quality keto, and you can do it on a budget too.
Well, this is a two-parter, of course, everybody that's listening. I mean, we got so much. I mean, we're going to probably delve into this even more and yes. do a whole series on it, which Brandon, you need to follow him at BrandonGlore, .glore on Instagram and also on his Facebook page. And he's doing a 30-day breakdown video of all this stuff, too, which is really, really, really good. And I don't want to do it on this part, but I'll get into it. But there's been a hater or a few haters type thing, which I want to clarify this and very arrogant type thing. And that's not what this is. And he's the originator of, I'm like, what? Come on. I mean, I want to get into that in part two. But the thing I want to sort of wrap this up with right now, you know, everybody says we you know, keto, how do you get in keto? Everybody, you know, test this. And you said the good fat and the bad fat. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so people do that because you're not going to eat grease off, you know, out of a fryer
right.
type thing, but you're going to have that because we need fat to burn fat.
Absolutely. You need the fuel source. And what's a very cool thing about it is once your body is adapted, people are like, well, how realistic is to live a keto-based lifestyle? I think it's the easiest thing to do. And here's what happens, why, and we'll wrap it up here real quick. But when your body uses sugar, glucose, carbohydrates for fuel, there's an insulin response. We all know that sugar spikes insulin. When there's that drop, when there's a drop, the body wants to be refed again. So that's why when you find out you have a lot of carbohydrates in the diet, people eat every 2 to 3 hours because they're trying to level out that insulin and fight that energy crash. Well, guess what? Fat has a minimal response on insulin. So therefore, your energy throughout the day is very, very level. But you also stay satiated because guess what? If I haven't eaten in 3, 4, 5 hours, my body knows that, okay, a meal's not coming, but I like fat for fuel. So I'm going to use my fat source, my reserve in my body to satiate me until I get to eat again. So that overwhelming, like, I've got to eat, I've got to grab something, you don't get that. So if I'm busy doing something and I'm gone or out and about and I've gone 4, 5, 6 hours without eating, I'm okay. I feel good. And then when I do get the time, I get to sit down and eat. It's all about having control, having energy, and then being able to make those choices when we do sit down to eat. Because I'm not condoning, well, if you're using fat for fuel, don't eat for the next 6 days. Well, that's not how it works either. We got to keep the metabolism functioning. Right, we got to reserve our muscle tissue. We can't burn that up either. So it's very realistic to go with this. And, you know, this next one, this part two, we get to break down, guys. We're going to lead you on with giving you ideas of how many calories you should bring in, good. What your percentages should be, and those good, clean, quality fat sources to go to and the ones to avoid.
And even recently, you know, Brandon's had to up my calories, which I've had a hard time, you know, getting them calories in, which I want to break down too as well. But yeah. That's in, you know, part two, why people think, well, you're caloric deficit and all that stuff. But like I said, this is part one of this, and this is good information, Brent. I mean, you really gave the foundation of what it is, and we're going to go in deeper. And you know what? This is life-changing. If this is good for you, find out what works for you.
That's right.
And do it. That's what Brandon says. If it doesn't work for you, don't go the way of the fads.
Yeah.
Don't go the way of the influencer or so-and-so. Just do you. And like I said, I sometimes feel like the Thomas Edison of weight loss. You know, I got my master's degree in failure, but, you know, Stella, she said that when I made that statement, she goes, no, you have the doctorate in not quitting.
That's right.
So that really encouraged me because, you know, it's easy to quit and give up, but
it is.
We're not. And I'm thankful for, we have a fit fam. I have a trainer, and it's all about accountability and finding out what works for you. But on that note, you've listened to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
Until part two, we love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.